The Raptors are 11-2. We welcome in the head coach of the Toronto Raptors, Dwayne Casey. Dwayne, it's great to have you on as always. How are you doing?
I appreciate it, guys. How you guys doing?
We're really good. I hope you're still, look, it's regular season wins are regular season, but I hope there's still a great vibe over what happened Saturday. You know the NBA so well, and I hate saying there are explainable losses, but had you guys not gotten back in that game, I think we all would have said, well, listen, they played the night before. Cleveland's angry. They shot great out of the gate. I just can't tell you how fascinating it was to watch you guys come back and kind of win going away. It wasn't even a nail biter in the last 5 minutes.
Well, I appreciate it. I think it speaks to the resiliency of our players. The guys have developed and continue to. I mean, we're continuing to grow and get better in a lot of phases. And that's part of the phase. Everybody thinks that getting better is shooting the ball better, handling the ball better, a lot of things like that. But part of the NBA, being successful in the NBA, is handling adversity, you know, handling fatigue, handling frustration, a bad call by the officials. That's part of growth also, and those are some of the areas that we've continued to grow in and get better in, and we've got to continue to do that. And, you know, we talked about before the game Saturday night how we knew that Cleveland was going to come out with a resolve because they had lost three in a row. They were going to come out and, you know, seem like they're going to make every shot, even though it's good defense. You know, stick with it, stick with the game plan, stick with the schemes, and things will work out. And they ultimately did, and guys did that. And I really commend our guys, and that's a part of growth. You know, 2 years ago, last year, we wouldn't have done that.
Dwayne Casey, our guest. It's amazing. Dwayne Casey on Brady and Walker at 8:46. And you're a human being, so you watch other sports, and you'll go, well, I kind of know how this will turn out. Take us inside a little bit. When you're on the sidelines, it's 12-0, 4 minutes and 10 seconds in. Are you saying in the least bit, Dwayne, well, it's shaping up to be one of those nights, and we may not be able to control this? You have to a little bit, wouldn't you?
No, not at all. I mean, I knew, you know, you watch enough NBA games and you know, you and been around the league long enough to know those leads are very fragile in those situations. And you got to understand that, you know, the pendulum is going to swing back your way if you stay with it, if you stay mentally tough and physically tough. But if you give in and just, okay, go ahead and finish, you know, treating me the way you treated me, yeah, it's tough. But during the timeout, I kept, you know, talking to the players. And again, another part of growth, that was what, you know, Kyle Lowry was saying, DeMar DeRozan said, hey, stick with it, stick with it. We're okay. Let's stay tough. And they did. So, you know, that's a part of the growth that we're talking about, that we're seeing. And again, we're still not a finished product, and it's early. You know, we're still trying to establish a lot of things with our team and a lot of players, you know, still trying to integrate some different things, what we're trying to do. So it's early. But, again, I like where we are. I like our steps that we're taking. Every night's a big night for us. You know, we're going to get the best shot from everybody, where before we could hide and kind of be the underdog. But now we're the hunted, and that's a different mentality also. So, you know, I like where we are. Another thing, guys, I thought our fans were great. We had a group of fans to come down there. They were singing "Oh Canada" before the game.
Yeah.
And it was a great thing to see. And I told our guys, you know, that's what happens when you play hard. You represent each and every night. If you played every other night, those fans wouldn't come down and be proud to be associated with you. But they came down, and it was a great thing for our fans, and I mean for our guys, and I can't say enough about our fans that we have.
Dwayne Casey, our guest on Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So on, it was fascinating to watch the game Saturday. It was really fun Friday, kind of for different reasons. You guys get out to an insurmountable 50-point lead, and then we get our first look at the recent first-round pick, Bruno. I guess, you know, what led to the decision to give him his NBA debut on that night, and what did you think in limited minutes?
Well, it's very rare that you get that opportunity to play your rookies that many minutes consecutively. And that's why, as coaches, we have been pushing to, you know, have 15 guys to be able to dress, because, you know, if you're up like that, you can go ahead and play your rookies, or if you're down. But, it, you know, and that gives them an opportunity to get a taste of the NBA, And unfortunately, Tyler was out, James Johnson was out, so we were able to dress Bruno and Lucas and give them, and we got a lead, so we had the opportunity for them to play. It was so good. I was so proud of Bruno because nobody works harder. Our assistant coaches, Jamma, worked so hard and with that kid, you know, day and night. They come back at night and work. So I was so proud to see him, you know, take some of the drills and some of the shooting drills and put them in a real NBA game. And I'm so proud of the young kid that is really working to become a great NBA player. So that was great for us and the organization for everyone to see him because, you know, it had been tough to put him out there against LeBron James. It's a different animal.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that was a great opportunity for him. And that's what it's all about, you know, that young man getting a taste of a real NBA game.
So let me ask you this then. Because you put him in and the situation calls for it and he didn't wilt at all in that spotlight. In fact, I mean, you can see he's a project, but you can see why you guys like him so much.
Right.
Does his stock go up a little bit for you? Could you see Bruno at some point this season playing an actual role on the court for you guys?
Well, you know, yes, and right now, no. But yes, there's always that possibility because I always want to be realistic and real with and honest with the young man. I don't want to get his hopes up. Right now he's behind DeMar, James Johnson, and some of those guys that have real experience, Terrence Ross and knock on wood, please, you know, if something happens to anyone like it has with James, you know, there could be a possibility, but that's why you always stay ready. He's got to stay ready to step in and play. He continues to grow. Yes, there's always that possibility, guys. I never want to say no because, I've been a coach working with a young player like that and know how hard and difficult it is for him to work. But, again, that's the downside of that. You know, you get your hopes up, and our rotation is pretty well set. And unless those guys don't continue to do their job, which I don't foresee, you know, that could be an opportunity for him. But he's got to stay ready. He's got to stay ready to go in those situations. But the future is very, very bright for Bruno and for our organization with him in it.
Dwayne Casey, our guest, Raptors and the Suns tonight on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. The Mavs are here, your former team Friday. You're in Atlanta Wednesday. I want to ask you quick about the Mavs. I mean, you're the eighth ever Toronto Raptors head coach, and I dare say you're the first one that may have the job to kind of control the hype a little bit. You're on a Dallas team with Rick Carlisle a few years ago. I think you guys were 24-5 out of the gate. It was started to take some headlines away from the Cowboys. You know what Dallas is like. Is there any concept that this is something you'll have to do is sort of minimize expectations a little bit?
No question. That's what I have to do and be realistic and it's good and bad that it's not bad, but it's a situation where you want to keep expectations, keep them real because, it's such a long season and, everybody's coming out shooting for you. And the amazing thing is we're not a veteran team. We're still a young, growing team, and that's hard for everyone to see. You look at the record, you look who we are, think, okay, but we still have a lot to learn. We still have to face situations that we haven't seen before and bounce back from it. I was really proud the way DeMar DeRozan bounced back from a tough first half. Again, another area of growth for him. He didn't shoot the ball well, but he came back in the second half. And not only did he defend, he defended a guy by the name of LeBron James and did a very, very good job, one of the best jobs I've seen him do against him. So, that's an area of growth. That is growth for DeMar, who, we would say is one of our star players and did an excellent job not only defending him but also quarterbacking and passing the ball. So, again, we're a young team, and, again, it's a long season, and I want our guys to continue to work and keep a real outlook, a realistic outlook of where we're going and how we want to get there.
Tough one tonight, too. They don't get easier. Suns have been on a hot streak. Coach, we appreciate this. Best of luck tonight, and congrats on the great start so far, and the city's a buzz. I hope it's enjoyable for the players. Thanks for this.
It is. Thank you so much, and thank you to our fans so far for being in our corner and fighting for us.